KMC and I have decided to come up with a new show called What's App With That, courtesy of my fiance who came up with the name. And it's going to be something that we talk about apps and the differences or what we think about them and how they changed or whatever. Anything to do with apps, it's going to be in there probably. So, hope you guys take a listen. I might move it to a new, its own station, but for now, you can find us here. So, hope you take a listen and hope you enjoy it. Thanks.
This is my home.
There we go.
Okay, sorry, that was weird.
Yeah. How did you?
It just went right to the call. It didn't do anything else.
It's bugging out lately.
It usually lets me pick other people.
Yeah.
And then goes to the next screen and then, you know, start. And then, but I hit record and then it just started.
Right.
And your name.
Yeah. So you went to my profile and then hit record.
Yeah. And it just started.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not right.
I know. They've changed it.
And is it recording?
Yeah, it's recording, but yeah, it's confusing. And they don't let us know that they've changed the system. Like, you can't, I don't think you can add multiple people to, well, actually, you can. You have to send a link now.
Well, I like that. I like being able to send a link. That was better, but.
Right.
But I don't like, I don't know. It's just, I don't like when they just do that.
Yeah, and they don't let you know, like, okay, this system has changed.
That's why I hung up first, because I thought it was wrong. I thought something happened. My thing wasn't working.
Right. Yeah. I usually do Geek City, and we didn't know what was going on, so we didn't do one because we just couldn't get connected.
So you didn't do it?
No, we didn't do it this week. So hopefully, next week we'll be able to do it. Yeah, because
okay.
Yeah,
I don't know. They've done a few different things. Like I haven't been able to. Sorry.
It's okay.
Somehow I haven't been able to connect to. Remember, I asked you for a link to After Dark yesterday or the other day. I think.
Yeah.
And I haven't been able to open it on Anchor. I can open it. It opens on the internet. You know, on the browser, and then. Or, you know, the browser in Instagram, and then it doesn't have that link that says, you know, open in your favorite app or whatever.
Right.
And even when I do have the thing on top that says open up in Anchor, it goes to the just Anchor. It doesn't go to the page.
Oh, that's weird.
And either it goes to Anchor or it goes to download Anchor, which I already have.
Yeah. It won't link you. To the thing.
So I can't get on it at all. I can't favorite it. I can't get on it.
You'll have to type it in the search and just type in After Dark with KMC and Lil Extreme, and then it should pop up. There's actually a few After Dark podcasts already on there.
Yeah, see, that's my biggest problem with Anchor is that's the one thing they have been consistently bad at is the searching process.
Oh, yes.
The finding people.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like they don't want us to find each other.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what it feels like.
And now they don't want us to talk to each other. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. If they get rid of this feature, that's the end. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
That's going to ruin a lot.
I'd have to find an alternative, but I don't know what that would be. I guess it could be Zoom, but that costs money.
I don't like that.
yeah, it costs money. I don't want to pay for it.
Well, actually, you know, you can, you know what has really good recordings? Skype.
Right. Yes, you mentioned that. Yeah.
You can do just audio and it.
Right. Right.
It comes out great.
Yeah, I have to look into that because I would it surprise me if they just abandon it completely? Because it just seems like they don't want us to get together.
It seems like they're slowly phasing it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
First, they got rid of that, you know, the random co-host thing.
Right.
And then now this, you know, it's just. I don't know. It's just, it seems like every update is like phasing out any kind of social activity.
Exactly. Yeah. It's been going ever since 3.0 came out. It's just slowly trying to dry up the community. And they want us to,
I don't get that. Why?
Yeah. I think it could be because they want us to expand and go outside of the podcast world and try to appeal to people who are not podcasters.
But they're one of the few apps that actually make this convenient.
I know.
So, I mean, why would you want to be like everyone else when you stand out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they could easily implement a really cool social aspect, and it would draw even more people to it.
I mean, I think that's the whole, that's the only reason it's kept me here, basically, is because I've been able to interact with so many people and not have to do, you know, just be by myself and just, you know, I can actually collaborate with people all the time.
Exactly. Yeah, that is the huge, I don't think there's any other podcasting app that does that.
I think I've downloaded them all.
There is a social audio app that I use, but it's not very good. It's called Lemur.
Actually, I kind of like that.
You like Lemur?
I don't use it because there's nobody I know is on it. I mean, everybody's here.
Yeah,
but I like the way you can comment with audio. Yes. And comment right under it, like immediately.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's got really good pieces to it, but it could be good, but I don't know. They keep saying they're going to update it, but it hasn't happened yet.
But I do like their, you know,
the format. Yeah, where you make a post and you can either text a comment or use audio to make a comment, and you can use any amount of time that you want. Yeah, it's not just 1 minute.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I kind of wish Anchor would do is allow people to respond, you know, freely without you having to decide, do they want me to post this? Did they want me to share this? Or is this a private message?
Right. Yeah.
They know that it's going up publicly. Because they're doing it.
Exactly. Yeah. And you can see it afterwards.
Yeah. And there's no way to really, I mean, in the beginning, when I first came back to Anchor, I was, you know, messaging people, and I never really understood that they could publish anything. We would have regular conversations back and forth, like on Instagram, but on here, they have the option to publish it. And sometimes you forget that.
Right.
And you're just talking and things get published that you didn't really expect them to publish.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Some people, they just publish everything no matter what.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. I usually say, okay, this is a private message. I just want to say great work on this and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, they definitely need to change it up. But I have a feeling when the next update comes out, it's even going to be less of a social aspect to it. It's pretty stripped down now, but it's even going to be less. And I just have a feeling.
I don't know if you have an iPad, but the iPad version is really difficult. I don't know how to find anybody on there. I don't know.
Oh, right. Yes. No, that is just a creation tool.
Oh, okay. Like,
you can't even listen. You can't listen to anyone's podcast on that.
I mean, I think you can with a lot of work.
Right. Probably. I haven't even tried. I just use it for, like, editing and stuff because it's bigger screen.
Yeah. I don't know how to find anybody else on there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Yeah, you're probably right that you can't.
No, I don't think you can. I think you can listen to your own podcast. You can do that. But anybody else? No, you can't.
That's just stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I think they're trying to get away from listening to other podcasts and just focus on your own.
Yeah, like, I don't like that.
Yeah, because I'm a fan. Like, I listen to a bunch of people.
It's more interesting when you're hearing, you know, two people debating something.
Yep.
You're hearing two opinions, you know, one may be closer to yours, and then you get to hear another, you know, version of something. But I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree. I definitely finding the conversations with two people or more, maybe three maximum, more entertaining than just the solo person every day. There's some good people that do it by themselves mostly, but
listening, it's more entertaining to listen to two people talk about something rather than it's more of a I don't know, like a radio show almost.
Yes, definitely.
You know, like the morning shows, stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's what After Dark is kind of like, even though it's supposed to be listened to at night, but I think that is going to be like a radio talk show type of deal.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. See, I was just thinking about that, listening, you know, to a few, like, two people podcasts, and it's just like that, you know? Mm-hmm. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They discuss things, and they, you know, just go, you know, with what they feel or think and give their opinions, and it's basically the same thing we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, yeah, it's a good formula, Yeah, I think I did it by myself for a long time, and it wasn't really good.
It doesn't feel as natural. Like,
my highest rated episodes are either After Dark or Geek City. Like,
with other people.
Right.
Yeah.
So it only made sense to spin it off and make them their own thing.
See, me too. Like, I every time I've done stuff on my own, I've kept it pretty short because I don't know, people don't seem to have a very long listening span. you know what I mean? Like, they don't have an attention span to listen to somebody just talk for so long. I mean, other than audiobooks, stuff like that. But I mean, just to hear one person just can, it's like listening to somebody talk to themselves.
Right. Don't they say, like, podcasting is like talking to yourself?
It feels like it too.
Yeah. I forget the saying, but yes, it is true. Like, it does feel like that. It took me a long time to get used to it.
Yeah, that's why I don't, you know, I don't usually put a lot of stuff that is my own. Unless it's something I'm really, really excited to talk about, you know, like a review or something.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's what the KMC show will be, is just me talking about stuff I like. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
I haven't decided what I'm going to do now. Cause that was all I was doing for a while, was just After Dark and Geek City. That's it. I didn't bother posting anything else, but
yeah, have you tried any other podcasting apps? Like,
No. I've only done Anchor. Because, like, before Anchor, I thought, oh, to start a podcast, you have to pay like $50 a month to do it.
Yeah, for the really professional ones, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And I guess people are still paying. I don't know why they would. But,
well, they're probably really, really hoping to make a lot of money or something.
Yes, I guess so. Yeah. Yeah, I was just listening to somebody saying to get the premium podcast, you got to go to Patreon and pay, and then you can listen to the premium podcast.
Wait, on where?
I forget the person who did that.
Wait, is not, it like not, a certain not platform? Or?
No, it's not Anchor. Like, this person is... I don't know where they host their podcast, but it was on Twitter. I just can't remember the account, but they had a mini clip, and it was a video, and it was them talking, and you could see the text in the video, which is something I want to do.
They had that on Anchor for a while. What happened? Don't they?
Oh yeah, it's still there. It just, I think it has to be under 3 minutes or something. I forget.
Oh, I tried it one time and I had more time. I spent more time editing than actually, you know, using it, because they were so wrong on everything.
Yeah, I used it one time and thought, I don't really want to do that. So
it's too time consuming to go through the entire thing and edit it and to make it actually say what you're saying, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But I've heard there's websites you can go to and do that.
Oh.
I might try that out.
Oh, like transcribing.
Yeah, and it's good for YouTube and Twitter, and apparently micro content. That's a big deal right now. Like, people putting out little clips. You do on yours with After Dark. That's the script. Like, you're supposed to do that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I just thought that would be a good way to, you know, give somebody an idea whether they want to continue listening, you know?
Right. Yeah. No, that's what, Gary Vaynerchuk.
No.
Gary V. You never heard of him?
Is it someone on Anchor?
Sort of. He's just an influencer, media influencer, I guess. And he speaks highly of Anchor, and he brought a lot of people. Once he spoke about Anchor, it brought a lot of people who follow him to Anchor.
Oh, okay.
And I never heard of him until I was on Anchor. And but anyways, yeah, he said something about micro content, like you should be doing it, and that's the best way to grow.
What does that mean exactly, micro content?
So you make a big podcast or video, and then you chop it up into clips and post it daily on your social media feeds, and it put a link to it, to the big one, on your social media, and that should increase everything.
Oh, okay. So just constantly putting out different parts of it.
Right.
And that means it's got to be really long, right? I mean, yeah, does somebody want to sit there and listen to a really long version of that?
No, right. Yeah, he didn't say the volume, but I'm assuming he's thinking like just a little clip of it, and then hopefully it gets them to go to the big piece. So I don't know.
I like doing what I do now, like putting things in segments.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, if you can isolate certain topics, I think it's more productive, I guess, to put it in different segments, so people on Anchor can choose where to start, or
right, yeah,
they yeah. don't have and, to and, listen to the entire thing.
Exactly. And now they've kind of fixed the streaming, because I noticed before, like you click on something and it wouldn't work. Like you press play on a certain segment and it didn't work. But lately, in the last week, I haven't had any issues going from segment to segment. It just plays nonstop. So,
I had problems with that too, where it would stop right after the last one.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to go back and then play the next one.
Yeah. So I always, because of that, I always try to make one big segment because I want people to be able to hear it. But now that they fixed that, maybe I can start chopping things up and putting interludes in. I don't know.
It's just, they just have a lot of glitches all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I have had problems with the audio a lot with Anchor. Like once it'll start recording to do, you know, start recording a segment or whatever, or an episode, and I didn't press record, or if I pressed it accidentally, it'll start recording and I'll stop it. And for some reason on my new iPhone, it glitches the screen off whenever I try to turn off the audio.
Oh.
Like get out of the audio screen, the recording part. And it won't let me press it. Every time I go to hit the X, the screen goes black.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah.
So the only thing I can do is shut the whole app.
Up, down. Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. That's...
Yeah. I've heard a lot of issues with Anchor lately. And they just released an update, I think, yesterday.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. But I think it was just to allow people to have multiple sponsors on their podcast.
I thought maybe it was to do that weird thing that I had today.
Oh, no. I think that was the main reason for the update.
Beamer has an update too.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, I see. I just went on to updates to look and they have one up for Lemur in there.
Oh, hopefully a big one because they definitely need it.
It's new yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Bug fixes, performance improvements.
That's it? Yeah. Okay. I was just going to look at it. Okay.
But yeah, so since we're talking about podcasting apps, continue. When I first started, when I first heard about podcasting, obviously it was a long time ago, I was looking for apps, that would allow you to record. I never even thought of the co-host like feature calling other people kind of thing. I just assumed podcasting was just talking
right
to yourself, saying making an audio. And so going through the app store, the iPhone app store, it was very, very, very limited. There was really nothing that was available to create. And so you kind of just take what you can get and play with it, right?
Exactly.
So one of the first things that I found that was kind of professional, pretty cool, was called, it was called something else first, but now it's called Audio Boom.
Audio Boom, okay.
And it just had really great sound.
Oh.
You could pause it, and when you continued, you'd never know you stopped it. It was just really good, and they gave you a limit. I mean, it was a new app at the time, and so, they gave you like I think a 15-minute free, a free time to just use, and you could buy extra time if you wanted. But all I had to do was write to the guy, the developer, and he just gave me 60 minutes, so I could do each. Podcast could be 60 minutes at least. At most. And I thought that was so cool because, there wasn't a lot of people using it, so he really didn't have much to lose. It was just, he just said, I said, is there any way to get like just a little more time? And he was like, oh, I can give you more time if you want. And he just gave it to me. So I think he was just doing that. And I use it for what, but it was really not that popular. So the only thing great about it was the audio quality.
Oh, I see. Huh. That's interesting. Yeah. I just like quickly looked it up while you were speaking.
Oh, they stopped the podcasting creation feature now.
Well, audioboom.com, it's still around, and they're saying podcasters for $9.99 per month, you can publish up to 5 episodes per month.
Oh, okay.
Up to 10,000 plays per month. What does that mean?
I don't know. They went completely commercial.
Yeah. Distribution via Apple, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google, and Stitcher. Advanced analytics. Embedded players for your website and social media integration.
Yeah, it's. I still have the app, you know, the original. So I can still, I was worried that they were going to remove the episodes that are already there.
Right.
And so I was asking about that, and they said they had no plans to remove, you know, previous episodes that had already been posted or whatever. So, you know, because I was going to record them or try to copy them somehow. And they said they don't have any plans to remove them at this time. And if they do, they'll let everybody know. So, but I guess it's not available for, you know, free use anymore.
No, it doesn't seem that way. And they're only really interested in like
professionals.
Yes, established podcasters.
Yeah.
People who have 10,000 plays per month.
Oh, wow. Okay.
that is definitely not me.
that's not me.
Yeah, not many. I don't think many people on Anchor get that much, but I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah, we don't really, you can't really see anybody else's.
No.
Which is probably good.
Yeah, remember when they had the charts?
Yeah, the top, the top podcasters.
Yeah, a year ago they had charts. And it was all community people.
I've noticed they keep making it more anonymous.
Yeah.
Like you used to be able to see who listened.
Right. That's another piece they've expelled.
And who favorited you, like who was on your favorites.
You don't even see when one of your favorites makes a new podcast.
Episode. Oh, you don't?
No, that notification's been disabled.
Oh, I was wondering why. Like only for a while I was getting them very sporadically. Like,
yeah, now it's not at all. Yeah, they're making it really difficult to stay connected with other people. It's crazy.
But... Or another thing was that sometimes they would keep notifying you of the same person's podcast.
Yes, yeah. It did get glitchy at some points. Like when someone would publish your call-in.
Yeah.
It would, like, repeat all the time.
Yeah. It would constantly say, I also found that lately, I don't know if they fixed it yet, but lately a lot of times I've been getting posts saying that somebody's left me a message and they haven't.
Oh, that's weird.
And it just, I click on it and it takes me to the page and says, click here to leave the message or to reply. And I'm like, there's nothing there.
It's a ghost.
I don't get it. And it's not just once, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a lot of notifications about it.
Oh.
I don't know why. If it's the phone or the...
It's probably the app. It's pretty buggy lately. I don't know. But maybe it could be because they're working on the big 4.0 and then they'll have all these fixes in that big update. I'm hoping anyways.
Yeah, I went into my settings the other day and I noticed that I'm set to be sponsored and I didn't do that. And I don't know if they changed something because they said, remember in the beginning, if you have music on it, that you're not allowed to, you know, to put it under the monetary thing.
Right. Monetize. Yeah.
So I never did it because I like that part.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't understand why that would be a problem because that would sell more music too.
Yeah, I guess they just, for legal reasons, they don't want people profiting off of yeah, but license
the thing
material.
Is, you're using only a clip of it.
Yeah, I know. It's not the whole song.
And it gives you a link to buy it.
You're right. Yeah, it's true.
If anything, that's a positive thing for them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it gets them, a listen, maybe.
Yeah, it doesn't make us money. It makes them money.
Right. Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I don't get that at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the copyright laws. They're just trying to avoid a lawsuit in the future. I think that's all it is.
Yeah, see, but I just don't understand how that would be a copyright issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an ad you're playing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly what they have on the website.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Mm-hmm. Don't you want more people to share that?
Exactly. I don't know. It's legal mumbo jumbo,
I'm very attached to my music.
Mm-hmm.
I like ending it or beginning things with a song or something that I feel, like at the time or
I'm the same way. My show is loaded with licensed material, but I'm going to keep doing it until they tell me to stop doing it. So,
I think podcasting is a great outlet for a lot of things, for, releasing, maybe something you need to get out or being able to talk about something that you don't really normally have anywhere to talk about or just, to just be social with other people.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really good, app for that. This one.
It really is. And I was overwhelmed when I first came on board about just over a year ago.
Oh.
And
you came back about the same time I did.
Oh.
I mean, started then?
Well, right. I just started out and I thought, I'll listen, but I'm not going to get on the air and do anything.
Yeah, but it's so tempting, right?
Because I was recruited by Kevin Touch. I don't know if you know him. I don't know if you know him. But he won. He was the first winner of the contest, the anchor contest they did.
Oh, I didn't know they had a contest.
Oh, yeah. When I first joined, they had a contest for the number one podcaster, whoever that may be, for a certain month. I think it was November. He ended up number one. And
wow.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, the biggest name on the app at the time brought me in.
Actually, I do have that name on my list.
I
actually confused him with you a couple times.
Oh, and that's the reason why I am KMC, is because he's Kevin Touch. My name's Kevin as well, so I didn't want to, be the same as him. So I just used my initials, and that's why KMC came about.
Oh, all right. Well, I came on a year ago and started actually doing stuff because, how you said you were just going to listen, you weren't going to do anything. They make it so easy that it's just, why not?
Right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh yeah. It's so,
what could it hurt?
Incredibly. Exactly. Like you just go out there and do your thing and that's it. Like,
yeah. It gives you kind of that feeling like, maybe you're 15 minutes of semi popularity.
Yeah. Yeah. They say everyone gets their 15 minutes of fame. So,
and you don't know what's going to be, it's going to hit.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. 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 You just got to enjoy it while you can. The 15 minutes of fame. Like I see these people who get that 15 minutes and they want to extend it as much as they can.
Yeah.
And they just don't want to let it go. There's so many instances of that. It's crazy.
Yeah, but sometimes I think some people just do it because they just really like just doing it, but probably won't become anything,
mm-hmm.
or aren't very exciting, but they continue anyway.
What do you mean, like in podcasting?
Or... Yeah, like the, yeah. I've heard podcasts that are just, you know, they're never interesting. They're just never. I mean, and but they just have that consistency where they just keep going. And
oh yeah,
I kind of admire them for that. You know, people that can do that. But exactly. Yeah. I hope they understand that they're most likely not going to. to be anything with it. I mean, it's just, I'm not insulting them. I'm just saying it's nice that to be able aware of that and still not care, you know, just won't do it because you want to do it.
Yeah, I think most people, most podcasters are very passionate about their topic.
Yeah.
So I don't think many of them really care about the numbers. Yes, there are some that do, but most, I think most people, most of the podcasters, they're just, they just love it, and they're it's what they do for fun.
Yeah.
And if they happen to make money, then that's great. But
yeah, that's another thing for a hobby or like, for, you know, to, I don't know. It's like, you know, any other thing like writing, like, you know, just, it's just a form of expression.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't know. I find like texting stuff now kind of boring. I prefer to go on the air and say stuff now. Where it was like last year, it was totally the opposite. I couldn't talk. I had to type. But
well, when I first came on Anchor, it was in 2017. That was, it was completely different. There was hardly anybody on it. I think I pretty much met everybody on it.
Yeah.
And you were allowed to just bump into anybody's conversation. You could talk, at least this is was my experience. I would talk to somebody, and I think it was a woman I talked to first, and it's when the Trump thing was first getting started, I guess, really, like really getting heated up, you know.
Oh, okay.
About him being president, all that. And so you know, I was really like interested in talking to somebody about politics because I was just, I never liked politics, but until then.
Yes.
And so I was just, oh, I was like, you know, enraged and upset and, you know, worried and all kinds of things. And I just, and I found Anchor and I was like, oh, this is great. I can just talk to people. And so I got on and like, you start talking to somebody and other people could just join in. It was so weird.
Really? So,
or just listen.
Oh, okay. So there was like a global feed?
Like... it was just, I remember, okay, so this is how I remember it, is why I remember it that way, is because one of the first people I talked to was Dewan.
Yes.
Dewan and only, and he and I were talking about serial killers. Okay. It was just because it was something we both watched at the time. You know, we both watched the true crime things. And suddenly, I don't know if you know MoMac.
Yeah.
He came into the conversation. And he was just like, wow. Like, you know, like, cause he thought it was crazy. Like people talking about killing and stuff like that. And, you know, he was just surprised that we knew so much about it. And it was just like, you know, he said we were like, you know, we were like experts on serial killers. We were just discussing it. We were really like, you know, mentioning names and exact things people did. And like, so, I would mention a name and he knew exactly who it was. And what, and then just Moak just kind of popped in. And then that's how I met him too.
So, okay. So I'm trying to picture how it looked. So was it like someone made a post and then.
No, it was real talking.
So how did you hear it though?
I don't know. You weren't following. I don't understand how
So you weren't going. Following Dewan at the time.
No, I just clicked on it. I think it was a topic or something.
Okay.
So, and you know, and honestly, I don't know how we hooked, like how we connected. And I just know that Momek was able to join.
Right.
So he just thought it sounded interesting, and he was able to join.
So it wasn't set up like Lemur is right now. So on Lemur, you make a post, and then it goes out into the Lemur world, and people can see it and comment on it. It wasn't like that?
See, that's what I don't remember. I just remember connecting, like clicking things, because, you know, it was a new app to me. I didn't know how to use it.
Right.
And I remember just clicking on people, on names or whatever, and just ending up talking about something with someone. And so I somehow ended up in a conversation, and I don't know if it showed up live somewhere that we were discussing something, or if you were just able to browse, like click on things randomly and hear what was going on, almost like, you know, almost like eavesdropping on people and then deciding whether you want to talk. It was just weird. I really wish I remembered it better.
That's really interesting, because it totally was a social audio app when it first was created.
That's the vibe I got. It was definitely social. It was more of a social thing than a podcasting thing.
Right.
And then, I don't know, it just, but the whole concept, like from what I remember is kind of interesting that you could do that.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, this is our first attempt, so if you're expecting anything spectacular, don't, because we're still kind of figuring things out. But I think it's a good start. We started with Anchor, and although there's many, many things to go further with Anchor, we are going to try to change the apps every week or every so often, every episode. So I apologize for the, I don't know, the unsure, unorganized set of the first episode, but give us time. We'll get there. Anyway, still hope you enjoy. Thanks.